tata wee wiki 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 tata wee wiki
tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee. My name is Tanya O'Debra.
And my name is Diane O'Debra.
We're the O'Debra twins.
Yay. Aloha.
Aloha. And we have, of course, as always, a very special guest, Mr. Remy Benice.
Hey.
Aloha, Remy. Welcome to Hawaii.
Aloha, ladies. Thank you for having me here. The lovely, wonderful Hawaiian spatial retreat here. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. This is extremely Hawaiian, this room. This is a typical Hawaiian basement of a bike shop.
I'm taking it all in. This is amazing. Can't wait to take pictures.
Yeah, it's really worth pictures.
Palm trees for days.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's so, up? Did you bring us a present?
I did. Actually, I bought a...
Yeah, for those listeners out there, it's a Hawaiian tradition when you come into someone else's home to bring them a present.
Okay, I did. I wish they were matching presents, but here we go. So, I have a pair of G-Star sunglasses. Yes, it comes with a little swatch. Unused.
They don't, unused, you say?
Yeah. Those are fancy.
Wow.
Yes, they don't fit my face. And for that... That is why
you needed a smaller face.
Yeah, if I had a smaller face, if I had a little baby, small little pug face, I'd have been good to go. but clearly, the gods have not blessed me with that. So
thank you. They
thank
come
you
with
so much.
Case.
And we're not done. And also,
like models,
two presents. Oh
yes,
my god!
I have a copy of Dynasty, the second season.
Ooh, what?
That's right.
The best season.
I am so excited right now. I've been wanting to watch Dynasty so bad. This is a thrill.
So here you go.
Heather Locklear at her finest.
Oh, my God. So. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at this picture of these ladies, and I'm in heaven right now.
So there you go, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Remy. That's a great present.
This is the best present.
And those are real presents. Those are not props. Please take them out of my life.
Yes.
All right.
How long have you been trying to get rid of these presents?
I've tried to give away that pair of sunglasses for the last
17 years.
It's been a year and a half. I've tried to pawn off on my older sister. She wouldn't have it. She's like, "Who gave these to you? What? No, I don't wear that. I wear pow pow pow." And I was like, "All right, whatever." And then some people, she just don't deserve it. So I was like, "No, I'm just gonna hold off on that." You know, so
we deserve it, though.
We deserve
there
it.
There you go. Yeah, and that Dynasty's been been there for a while. I didn't even know I had it. I was like, "Oh my God! Of course, why not?
Of course,
of course,
of course."
It's unopened. I can't believe you didn't watch it.
Unopened in its original plastic. So
This is glorious.
Yeah, I like the only letdown is I apologize. It's a DVD, but it's not Blu-ray, so I apologize.
That's
ladies.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I still have both. It's okay.
It's such,
yeah, me too. I don't even know if I have a Blu-ray player because I'm still living in the past, I guess. Has everybody moved on to Blu-ray? I don't know.
They've moved on to Blu-ray.
Haven't they moved on beyond all of those things?
All the cool kids. They live in the cloud now. Everybody.
Right.
I got a Blu-ray player like 4 years ago, and I've used it one time.
Oh, wow.
Good work.
Well, because I just watch things on the Apple TV.
Yes. I watch everything streaming.
Mm-hmm,
So I don't have cable. And so what I did was I said to myself, like, why am I sitting here miserable watching channels on the antenna? And then it hit me like, no, there's Wi-Fi.
Wait a second, channels on the antenna?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
So a friend of mine.
Like grandma's TV?
Yes.
What?
Yes, so the cable got cut off because I lost my job and everything like that. That was like 3 years ago. And my unemployment ran out. And then I decided, and then I was sitting on the couch like, well, my life sucks. And then it hits me like everybody keeps talking about shows on these shows that I'm missing. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I figured out like I just need if I can just get a Wi-Fi connection. I've got an old iPhone which doesn't work anymore, and so I figured, okay, let me just get the Wi-Fi connection and on my old iPhone, I'll be fine. And then the library started giving out these like free Wi-Fi spots and everything like that. Oh, these Wi-Fis that you could take with you, like mobile Wi-Fi.
What?
Yeah, that's
library?
Right.
Library?
Yeah, it's a library.
There's more than just books now.
Yeah, it's books, old
What's
people.
A library?
This is a place where old people go for...
And homeless, mostly homeless.
Yeah, old people and homeless. Mm-hmm. They go for their air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. And a bathroom.
Oh.
And a clean water fountain. Like, maybe
we'll
not
just
clean.
Call it a water
We're
going to
call it, yeah, that's actually fair. Mm-hmm. So I got Wi-Fi from the library, got my old iPhone, and then I happened to get myself $35, bought myself one of those Google Cast, plugged it to the back of my TV, and voila.
Okay, so it's not like legit like antennas like rabbit ears.
Oh, no,
I thought you were telling me
no,
that.
Oh, no, I actually have rabbit ears.
And they work?
They work.
They still work?
Do you wrap them in tinfoil?
No.
Do you wrap yourself in tinfoil?
I sometimes do, you know, on those cold and lonely nights. Mm-hmm. But
it sounds like you've basically set up a little space station.
I have. I am, you know what I'm saying? I am like, you know, I'm like the black child of like Dweezil, Moon Unit, Zappa. You know what I'm saying? Frank Zappa's black child. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
I'm proud of myself sometimes.
I'm proud of you for knowing about the library and its gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I had them on me. But I have two library books, two library cards. I have the Brooklyn Library card, and then there's the New York Library card for the New York Library, which it's the reference library. Mm-hmm. They don't let you take the books out. They let you, like, you know.
Is that the one from Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Oh, see, I know things.
You do know things.
You know a lot of things.
Dewey Decimal and Ghostbusters.
Do they still do Dewey Decimal at the library?
They talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they still talk about it.
They talk about it. Like, hey,
remember that?
Remember that was a thing? You know what I'm saying? It's right next to the Betamax. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Like, oh, Nixon was president, too. Whatever. No one cares. No one cares anymore. Yay. Anyway, I don't know if this helps either. Ladies, I've also brought you a sweet dessert.
Oh, wait, you brought us a gift and a dessert?
Yeah.
Yes. This is
a dessert.
It's Little Debbie.
It's Little Debbie's.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like Little O Debbie.
Yes.
Oh my god, I have not seen this brownie since I was a child.
Yes.
This brings back so many memories. Oh my god.
There's English walnuts in it too. I didn't know
English
that there was
ones.
A difference.
Yeah.
As opposed to the
Peruvian walnuts, these are the English walnuts.
Little Debbie has gotten fancier since we were children. Like, you wouldn't have to know where the walnuts came from when we were children.
Little Debbie.
That's
my English accent.
Yeah, Little Debbie's.
Quite a little treasure trove.
It might be the best gifts we've ever had.
You're welcome, ladies. You know, because I like to think of Little Debbie's like my first white girlfriend, because, you know, like, that's the first white girlfriend. She used to eat with me every day. In fact, she brought me things to eat. So there you go. I want to share that with you, ladies. So.
Thank you. And now we're your newest white girlfriend.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm, good times. This is the most awkward threesome ever.
I'll eat with you any day.
Can't wait.
Oh, before I forget, of course, if you want to follow Remy's general life, you can follow him on Twitter, Remick Benice on Twitter. You could also follow Remy Benice on Twitter. And then also, what's this bacon thing again?
Oh, that's
Plate of Bacon.
At Plate of Bacon, yes, on Twitter and everything. So pretty much I just came up with the concept of the things that I really like in life, you know what I'm saying, outside of, like, you know, strippers and, you know.
White girls.
He loves titty glitter so much.
And brushing it off my jeans the next morning. But I like looking at crispy bacon on a plate. And I was like, that is sexy to me. Always. Mm. That's never not been sexy. And I'm like, I need to just have, like, submission. I pictures of plates of bacon. So what I did was, okay, I was looking on Twitter. I'm like, somebody's done this. I was just looking on Tumblr, like, okay, somebody's done this. Like, not just, because some people have done, like, oh, yeah, you know, professors with plates of bacon. Like, no.
No, just the bacon.
I just want bacon by itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, little bacon, picture days of bacon. You know how, like, you know, you used to dress up for picture days? Just picture days of bacon.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know? Like, with the lasers in the background and just bacon.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
Exactly what I want.
Glamour shots of bacon, dressed up real sexy.
Oh, yes. Be careful what you wish for, Remy. I feel like I'm going to, like, overdose.
No, I want it all. I want to see like a picture. I want to see like the double shot of bacon, like, you know, the front shot and then like the little half shot, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like faded out off to the side.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those.
I want one.
Starving.
Can't wait.
I love this idea.
So, yeah, so.
Everybody send him photos of bacon, plates of bacon.
Thank you.
Wait, tell me what's the end of it?
It's plate of bacon.
Plate of bacon. Is it on Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter. Okay, it's on Twitter. Yeah, it's on Twitter now. There's not much on there now, but it's going to happen. We're going to build.
It's going to blow up.
It's going to blow up.
Just, it is. You know. After this, after our millions of Hawaiian Nights listeners find out about this, oh, forget it.
Yeah, watch
it's
out.
It's going to be on fire.
Can't wait. So yeah, man.
So my parents are here in Hawaii right now.
Are they really? Mm-hmm. How did those two Irish folks like Hawaii?
They're loving it. My dad is a very red.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He turned from his shamrock green to red.
Shamrock green to red.
That's sexy, actually. Yeah. That's really cool.
I think it's very exciting.
It's exciting.
Oh my god. Like
been one of their lifelong immigrant dreams.
Did it just pop up in Hawaii, or they just said, like, you know?
No, they went with, like, 10 other people.
Okay.
They just packed them into, like a sack of potatoes and just stuck them in cargo. Uh-huh. And then there you go. They're in Hawaii now.
Pretty much.
Mm. It's like, far and away part two, Hawaii. Yeah. This is good.
I had sent you the link about, so there's, I don't know if you know Remy, but.
Oh, yeah, this magical mushroom.
That is only in Hawaii. It can only be found in Hawaii. It was discovered in, like, 2011.
Really?
And when men pick it up and smell it, they're repulsed. When women pick it up and smell it, they have an orgasm.
What?
It's a magical mushroom. Yeah. So, of course, I was like, Mom, pack up the suitcase.
Get me those mushrooms. Uh-huh. Although, I bet it leads to really fucking lazy sex on the part of Hawaiian men. You know, like, oh, I'm done. Now smell this mushroom.
But they're already lazy.
That's true. At least there is the mushroom for the end.
Yeah.
That would be great.
You don't even need them anymore.
Just the mushroom.
What? Sometimes you need,
they're
like,
they're going to have to learn how to cuddle.
Yeah, you need, like, a night off sometimes. Like, all right, come on. Pack up the car. Here. I got you. Okay. Now you bend over into it. I'll be in the back. You can kind of like double into the mushroom and everything like that. That'd be an awkward three way, I think, between mushroom.
With the mushroom.
That right. would be an awkward three way. I mean, you know, somebody's gonna get off. That's fine.
Yeah. What about the mushroom? What about the mushroom's needs?
Yeah.
Three ways are awkward in cars, anyways.
This is true.
Only in cars.
You gotta keep at least one door open. One, you know what I'm saying, just to like to let the air out, and two, you know, for that back leg, you know, because you don't want to get Charlie horse in the middle of that. Like, that's, oh, God forbid.
A mushroom takes up less room, so maybe actually a mushroom is the best for a car three-way.
Whoa.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And it probably doesn't get as jealous.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe it is.
But I don't know. I feel like people always get jealous in three ways.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're like shrooming during sex, which is something I don't think I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's
in a three way.
Mushrooms always make me feel like I'm going to puke. So,
yeah.
Sex and puke doesn't really go well together.
So sexual.
Yeah. That body high. Body highs are crazy. I haven't touched mushrooms in forever.
Really long time, yeah.
A long time. Oh, my God.
Mushrooms, you need such a specific set of circumstances for it to be enjoyable.
Yes. You need to be in the woods.
Yeah.
You need to have already built your fire. Now you just have to throw logs on it.
You have to like everyone there, which is always my problem.
Like group activity, trust falls. Like, hold on, who invited him?
How did you get here?
What?
I kept this a secret from you on purpose. What are you doing here?
We shunned you on purpose, over and over again. Who told her? I would choke everybody out now. No trust falls for anybody.
No. I could have a mushroom party with you guys, though. It'd feel like a fun time.
Oh, if I could handle drugs.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm like I
can't anymore.
Oh, man.
Now that we're in our late teens.
Now that we're in our late teens, we can't.
We did it all when we were like preteens.
Nice.
Way too early, way too much. And now I think it will make my brain crack open.
Well, speaking of cracking your brain open, do you guys want to take a quiz?
I sure do.
Let's do it.
So we're at a slumber party here in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is when we have slumber parties, we take a quiz.
Okay.
So the rule is that we all have to agree on the same answer. So it's going to be a collective result.
Okay.
Yes. We are as one.
Okay. So zero sum game. All right. I could deal with that. All right.
So I know this is going to air after Halloween, but it's like kind of Halloween times right now. So I got us kind of a Halloween-y quiz. It's called Which Ghost Stalks You?
Which ghost? Like W-I-T-C-H?
Oh, you.
That was a little Halloween pun, you guys.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. I felt that one. I felt that one.
Okay.
Which ghost stalks
you? Which ghost stalks you? So, how are you at school? Playful, sick most days, nice, rejected, or shy?
I'm going to go with sick most days.
In middle school, I was definitely, quote, sick most days.
I'm going to go with rejected. I was a very smiley child, and then someone walked up to me and was like, why are you smiling all the time? This was the days when Brooklyn was Brooklyn and everything before it became Seattle. You know?
Right.
So, yeah.
And somebody was like, we don't let smiling children happen in Brooklyn.
Nah, fuck that shit, son. We're like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
who would cover up your just sunshiny smile? Yeah. What a monster.
So yeah. Did you just stop smiling?
I stopped smiling, yeah. And I was
for
like,
how long?
Oh, I mean, I'm smiling now.
You smile now. I've seen it.
But whatever. But I stopped smiling until I guess I went to college. I was like,
what?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm not going to smile. No smiling. Nope, don't do
it. That's like a very Kanye thing.
It would be so hard not to smile.
Yeah.
There's bursts of laughter, you know what I'm saying? You can't help it then.
Right.
I've got an upper lip. It needs to, you know, draw the shade sometime. But, you know, but whatever, whatever. Like, but I remember that distinctly. Like, why are you smiling? It's dumb. And I was like, okay.
Smiling is dumb.
So, yeah.
You heard it here. Sorry this happened to you, Remy. So he's definitely rejected.
I'm more rejected than
he's
anything.
He's rejected. Well, were we sick most days because we felt rejected?
Yes, because I have that little Irish accent and got made fun of a lot about it. So that probably is true.
Right.
So I just didn't want to go to school. So I would like do the lamp thermostat trick.
Wait, what? Oh, you would like
the
warm
thermometer.
Up your thermometer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I totally pulled that move.
Really?
I never had got it together to do that. I would just say I was sick
That is dope. I didn't even know that actually worked. I was like, oh, I thought that was something like Ferris Bueller pulled off.
No, I pulled it, and then I got to go to my parents' friend's house, and they watched like Price is Right and Wheel of Fortune and stuff.
Oh,
and
good times.
So I was like, well, this is way better than school where people are asking me to grant them three wishes and shit.
Right. I wish people would have asked me to grant them three wishes. But, yeah, I was definitely rejected.
Not if you couldn't deliver, though.
Yeah, seriously.
They know.
Yeah. You know, being magical has to be on your resume. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that, like, you're just a delivery boy or something like that. Like, you know, you're not making the cheese. You're just giving cheese.
Just giving people cheese.
Yeah, like, come on, baby. Magical. Magical.
So, I think we're going with rejected.
We'll go with rejected.
All right, cool.
Let's do it.
Yay.
What do you like to do? Read, play, in parentheses, this goes for hanging with your friends, too. Take care of children. What fucking teenager wrote this? Oh, this is a good one. Hoping for things. And to listen to music.
I'm filled with hope.
Hoping for things is my answer for sure.
I like hope for things. We can cross off the, what's it, watching children.
Yeah, take care of children? Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, thank you. Oh, hell no.
Diane and I will get together sometimes and just talk about our hopes and wishes for hours.
I mean, that's definitely my answer. But I just want to know what teen really likes taking care of children.
Yeah, seriously. Like, what kind of...
That's not right.
I mean, no. I had to. I guess babysit. Well, I did Babysitter's Club.
Right.
Babysitter's Club?
Maybe it's a Babysitter's Club fan.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Like, because my thing was like, the way I look at kids, because I have no kids. I know, black man with no kids and over 30, whatever. I win. So,
we don't have kids either. Are you kidding me? Hi, yay, we all did it.
Not yet. Gonna get you, girl. No, anyway. but what's the name? I remember, because I look at kids like this. Like, you know, kids, like other people's kids, I look like this. Like, oh, they're cute. And, you know, not other people's kids, like other people's kids, like people that I know's kids. I just want to clear that up for the listening public. But like, you know, like you get to go over there, you visit, and then you give them back like library books. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
Yeah, you can just check them in. Check them out.
Like, oh, that's cute. Oh, you're grown
this
now.
This is a great idea, Remy, because I think my biological clock is starting to tick.
Is it really?
I'm 35.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I think things about children. And then I'm like, oh, God, no. But if there was a library system where I could just check.
Borrow a child. That's
right. And it could be like, this one's not good. This is a bad read.
This one back.
There you go. Call it like the iChild, iKid. You know what I'm saying?
Or, I think you're onto something.
I'm just saying. It's out there. Like, borrow a kid, give it back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. I'm not really a babysitter. It's kind of like a.
It's too much responsibility. Yeah.
I'm way better at being the cool aunt.
Right.
Yeah.
Blow in. They think I'm amazing for 2 days. And then I'm like, bye.
Right.
Here's your present. I'll go on the roller coaster with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll encourage you to say terrible things.
No, absolutely.
See you later. Your mom must take care of you now that you're sick.
Oh, you're crying? Oh, here you go.
Like, what? You want more than 2 Capri Suns? Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what? You needy bastard.
I cry enough. I don't need you crying, too.
No.
No more tears.
Like,
so basically,
hoping for things.
We're going to go with what we like to do is hoping for things.
Yeah. I hoped I pulled out on time. I'm like, God.
Not
my baby. Woo.
This question is serious. How's your family? Adopted or blood? In parentheses, which means you are adopted or family by blood.
Good thing they explained that.
Okay, this is.
Oh my God. Okay.
Glad they put that on the table.
This is just. Oh, I love this. Okay. My family is all right. I'm adopted, though. My family is good enough, and I'm family by blood. My family is horrible, and I'm by blood. My family is bad, and I'm adopted. I don't live with them anymore. I mean, I guess the real answer is I don't live with them anymore, but I did as 18.
Yeah, I live in my.
Why is the one the adopted one that's just why is it just okay? Why isn't there like
there's no
I'm
good
adopted
and I love
great.
My family.
But,
well, there's no great
answer here.
I know adopted people who are perfectly happy
their
with
family.
Their family.
Right, like some people are like, hey, you know, they're not that bad. They come over, whatever. Oh, by the way, I'm adopted. I can't use their hair product. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, geez, so. That's fucking weird. Wait.
It's weird.
This kid's a creep.
This kid is nosy.
Wait, is this the kid who's the quiz is
a
this?
A teen wrote this quiz.
So,
what Mormon teen wrote this shit? What the fuck?
We think it might, just because we take a lot of these, we think it might be 40-year-old weird men.
Pretending to be teens.
Pretending to be teens.
Jeez. Where's Chris Hansen when you need him? Like, you know what I'm
saying?
Yes. Bus people.
He's at McDonald's
shit.
With the rest
to catch a quiz predator.
Can I talk to you for a minute, sir? No, put the pencil down, sir. Thank you.
I mean, who knows? Maybe like whatever response, there's like one that he likes to try to get the kids who pick that response at the end. Like, oh, you got these results. I'm going to get you.
Stop getting kids.
Leave them kids alone, man.
Leave them.
So, I guess. I mean, well, none of us are technically adopted.
We're not adopted, right?
Not adopted.
But if we were, I think we would be happy.
I'm pretty happy.
I think.
Well,
our families are okay.
The best answer for if you're by blood.
By blood.
I love the air quotes on that one. By
is my family is good enough? So, God, what a snotty team.
My family is good enough. Case
is good enough, and we're by blood.
Yeah, my family's a 7
My
out
blood
of 10.
Family is actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love.
But that
family.
Wasn't one of the options.
Yeah,
it was just my family is good enough by blood.
Like, jeez. The option I was looking for, I'm like, well, is there other on there? Like, no, there's no other?
No.
Well, then fuck, I guess. But, I'm going to go with whatever the team goes with on this one. That's fine.
We're all together on this. We're by blood and we're good enough.
Weirdo quiz. God damn it.
Okay. Would you go somewhere alone?
What?
Just really consider if you'll go somewhere alone. No. I can't. Not without my mom and dad.
Oh, God.
Someone would wonder where I am. Yes,
the option.
You know, I like the whole someone will
give this teen 20 more years and realize how it is to go everywhere alone.
That your life is a lonely pit of hell.
Everywhere is just a walking scene in a Sam Smith video. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, it's like you're talking about stay with me deep down inside your heart. Like that's all it is. That's all it is. Like this kid.
This poor kid.
You fucking live, kid.
You're just going to be alone listening to Sam Smith for the rest of your life.
Listen, kid, no one's wondering where you are.
No one.
No one cares where you are.
Don't care. Don't Yelp. Don't Snapchat me where you fucking are. I don't care how good that grilled cheese is. Nope. Eat dicks, motherfucker. Eat dicks.
Uh-huh. Eat dicks. That's the answer. Final answer. Eat dicks.
Eat dicks.
Is yes our answer?
yes is our answer.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time alone.
a plethora of time.
Okay. What do you value most? Love, popularity, hope, family, life? This question is a bummer. It's too serious.
I'm going with popularity.
I do like being popular.
Yeah, I like popularity too.
I love attention.
I like
people looking at me, listening to me, giving me presents,
laughing,
cuddling
and talking.
With me.
Yeah. I like hope. I like hope a little, but not too much because I'm like, with hope, there's also that little part of there's like anxiety within the hope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, look, there's
waiting for something always.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's a steak. Oh, but there's kale next to it. You know what I'm saying? That's that anxiety part. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. So, you know, popular is good. I want to go.
And it also, popularity kind of includes hope and dreams.
Yeah.
I want to see your movie about popularity, teen popularity.
Pretty much be like Teen Witch.
That's nice. True.
Where one day I get a magical power and I'm the most popular person.
And people are holding up signs that say Diane Mania. Mm-hmm. That's a real part from Teen Witch. One student is holding up a sign that says Louise Mania. Mm-hmm.
And another teen is holding a lit birthday cake. Basically in my dreams of popularity, there will always be a crowd running after me with lit birthday cakes.
Oh, wow. That's hilarious. That was this dream I used to have. I had it a lot, actually. This is crazy. Okay, so I hate to break.
No, that's okay.
I hate to break the whole. I've never really had a birthday party.
What?
So that's my secret.
Oh, Remy, when is your birthday?
I've never really had a birthday party. Here's the thing. I really realized it actually a while back. I mean, I've had cakes and everything like that.
Right.
Like, that happened. But, like, party, like, ooh, we're here for you. Like, no, never happened.
What?
I don't know. My parents, they're Haitian immigrants and everything like that, whatever. So I remember, you know, kids would have parties at Burger King. I was like, oh, that's cool. Remember
that looks great.
With the Burger King with the little cardboard little crown. I was like, that's dope. I just want at least that much. Like, no, it couldn't happen and everything. And I understood. But I always had this dream like, oh, it's my birthday. I wake up from the room. I'm wearing my onesie. And everybody's wearing tuxedos for some reason. And then
I love your birthday.
I love your birthday dreams, too.
Everybody's wearing a tuxedo. Everybody. Women, men, everybody is wearing a tuxedo.
I love this.
And then there's like a three-tiered like birthday cake in yellow and white. I have no idea what it meant. I still don't.
Somebody who's a dream interpreter.
And you're wearing a onesie. You're not wearing a tuxedo.
What? Describe this onesie to me.
Like one of these like baby onesies, you know. You know, and it's got like pictures on it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's like Thundercats or Transformers, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Love to see you in one of those.
Insert 80s cartoon here, but whatever, man. Like, so I'm wearing a onesie, and I get out of the room.
I can't even look at you.
And everybody's wearing tuxedos. And I was like, oh. And then there's, like, a big birthday cake. You know? I'm like the happiest dude. I was like, this is amazing for me.
When is your birthday, Remy?
Yes. You're Pisces, right?
No, I'm a Virgo. My birthday passed September 10th.
September 10th.
Remember this for next year.
2016. So, we will all wear tuxedos.
We're going to get you a onesie. Yeah. Let's come hell or high water.
Let's make
this
come true.
Yeah.
But that is the real thing. But never really had a birthday party.
Wait,
that's the truth.
You said your parents are Haitian. Are Haitians not generally into birthday parties?
They do birthday parties, but it was just more so like, you know, like whatever. You're a kid, you'll be fine. We'll do the cake thing and everything like that. But I remember, like, in college, never really had a birthday party. And the week, I remember, this is crazy. So my birthday's September 10th. I remember my birthday was on a Monday, on September 10th, 2001. And then I remember calling my friends, talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to come to Connecticut and party and everything like that. And that was Monday. And then Tuesday happened.
Oh. No, you weren't.
And it was like, and scene.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so, like, for a while now, all I could think of was like, oh, wow, my birthday is now Disaster Eve. Like, this is great.
That's true.
This is great. Thanks.
Disaster Eve.
So now I go out my way now on my birthdays to, like, you know, if I get wasted on, like, my birthday, and like, oh, yeah, I can't wake up the next morning like, oh, man, ooh, I had a hard one. Because I'm like, oh, now they're reading names and ringing bells.
Right.
Like, oh, can't do that. So I'm like, man, maybe I need to go to Hawaii for my birthday.
Yes.
That's what I,
you know, birthday party.
Here in Hawaii, everyone wears tuxedos on birthdays.
It's a Hawaiian tradition.
It's a Hawaiian tradition.
Like Ricardo Montalban and tattoo and everything like that. Like
everyone.
Fantasy Island. Oh, that'd be dope.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to be at your first birthday party.
Me either.
Oh, my God. We should treat it like it's his first birthday, where there's just like a candle that says one on it, and he gets his own little cake that he has to eat by himself because he's too messy because he's one. In his onesie.
Oh, my God. In my onesie.
I can't wait for you to be in a onesie.
It's going
to
be a Thundercats.
I've never wanted anything more than to see you in a onesie.
It is the realest. That is the realest thing I'm like, I can't believe like she said, wow, I must really love you girls, because I've never told anybody about that. I've never told them. Wow, that is crazy.
We just bring out people's birthday wishes.
It's maybe Diane, because you maybe are a leprechaun. This is real.
It's because I'm a leprechaun.
Don't grant wishes. Okay, so we're picking popularity.
Popularity.
That's, oh my God, that just the idea of popularity brought that birthday dream out of you. Oh God. Okay. What is your worst fear? It might not be in these answers, but just pick one. This teen doesn't know that that's how a quiz always is.
Yeah, we should round up our worst fear to whatever. Like, oh. Mm-hmm. Goosenecking. All right, that, sure, that
sure,
works,
yeah.
I guess.
This teen isn't ready for our worst
fear. No, this teen is not ready for anything. Okay, losing my family, dying, getting bullied at school, getting beaten by someone I trusted, being replaced.
Does Who are you replaced by?
A donkey. No. Everybody's like, this is Diane.
This
yes,
is
it
the
is.
New Diane.
No.
Just walk into Lucky Dog and it's a donkey behind the bar.
Just walking around kicking drinks and smacking.
Terrible at bartending, but that's okay.
No, that's Diane. That's
okay. Diane.
Oh. Look at the boobs. Look at that donkey's tater.
It just has a red wig on.
That is
Can we get this donkey to your party?
Like, that was so dope. That would be dope. Oh,
imagine
my
donkey in a tuxedo.
I would love to see the donkey at my party. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if we can arrange a donkey.
No, it's okay.
I'll
take a pommel horse with like a tuxedo shirt over it. That'll work.
With a sign on it that says donkey.
Absolutely.
I want to say being replaced just out of
game. Because you heard this idea of this donkey and you did not like it.
Yeah, being
replaced. However, like realistically, like losing my family.
Oh, ouch, yeah.
But that, also dying. So it's like... Like, am I selfish in this answer?
Well, but if you died, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of those, like, like, did I just lose that? Oh, I didn't know. Like, they replaced that sugar with sack, with, like, sweet and low.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like that box after moving that you never opened. Yeah. You forgot it even existed.
It's like, that was there?
About it.
I'm going to go replaced. You know what? Because that's...
You're going replaced.
Because replaced, you know, it's like that whole... You ever watch, like, soap operas where they say, like, playing the role of Tyler Chandler today?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
No one
like
can...
Be like the new Becky and Roseanne.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, what are
Being
you doing?
Being replaced, final answer. Yeah. I don't want to be the new Becky. Yeah.
No, I miss the old... old Becky so much.
It's like going to get to like a new job or something like that, and like, oh yeah, and everybody does the whole like, oh yeah, that's the new
right, and they used your first name for that. Oh, that's the new.
That's the new. Yeah, yeah, and I was like,
the new Remy.
I'm like,
ew.
You pieces of shit. I'm like, you know, so what I'm saying? Much. Like, I'm a person.
Yes,
respect me.
Exactly.
Like, whatever. Being replaced. That's,
being replaced.
That's
We picked it. We picked it. I would really go with losing my family, but I'll go with you guys on being replaced.
There you go.
Okay, pick one. Life is painful.
Okay.
Suffering loves company. Make love, not war. Being a kid is awesome. School. 7 crappy hours of our lives.
Mm. So these are like mottos.
Yeah, it just says pick one. It doesn't say why.
Can I just pick one that goes like, life is awesome. Was it?
Being a kid is awesome.
That's what I think. That
too. But life is painful.
That's true.
And being a kid is awesome. If I can marry those
two. Together.
If they can be like conjoined twins or something like that, I want to go with that.
They kind of are, because like, being a kid is awesome because you haven't realized yet how painful life is.
That's true.
You can go around and make like really shitty quizzes that make no sense.
Exactly.
About anything, because that's how fucking awesome your life is.
And adults will read them on the air.
And curse you out.
Immature adults will take them. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely feel like being a kid is awesome.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being a kid is awesome. Are you social? I try. I have a lot of friends and we play together. Not really. Yes, very. Kinda. Those two answers, I mean, not really and kind really of, are kind of the same.
Yeah, like cousins, and like wearing the same sweater. Like, come on, B. Like, step up your game. Step it up.
I like when cousins wear the same sweater.
Like, yeah.
I like when anybody wears anything that's the same. Like a twins look. I love
any
that.
Any matching.
Matching.
I'm going to go with, I have lots of friends and we like to play.
Yeah.
Which is kind of contradictory to the earlier of I spend a lot of time alone. Both are kind of true.
That's right. True. That's allowed. You can be introvert, extrovert. Come on.
Oh yeah. I feel like I could pick any one of these and they would be true.
I think But yeah. I think the reason I'm going with that is because I do really like to play.
Yeah, I like to play.
I like anything.
I do like to play.
I'll play games.
Yeah. Yeah. Play.
Sports even. I'm not even good at that.
Oh God. I just want to watch you play soccer now as an adult. I would love to watch a game with you. Let's get this together. Soccer game, birthday party. Ooh. Let's do this. How do you describe yourself?
Kinda.
Fun? Kinda.
Kinda.
How do you describe yourself? Fun, dying.
What?
Whoa.
Really? What? Antisocial, a reject, or nice?
What?
I don't even know what to say about dying.
Was the first one fun?
Fun.
Fun.
Okay,
dying.
You're either fun or you're dying.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I mean, I guess we are all dying. Yeah. That's true.
So, yeah, that's not even an answer. Yeah. That's almost a fact.
It's
so
just a fact.
I think I'd scrub that one out of the list.
This is an emo kid.
Yeah, seriously. Come on, B. Like, who is this kid? Someone get him on like a chip witch or something.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Let's this kid goes through a lot of eyeliner.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, that's okay. I'll encourage that.
Just like,
I just love a gothic teen. I love one.
Take slow strips off the eye.
I think we got to go with fun.
Fun?
I think so,
fun,
too.
Yeah, fun is overall. Like, hey.
Fun but kind of dying.
Fun but kind of dying deep down inside.
Fun but also dying.
Had all those... had all those like hot dogs and everything, so like dying inside, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Like, come on.
Right.
I want a hot dog.
Yeah. Carcinogens.
I'm just saying, it's wrong.
Last question. What people do you prefer? Nice people, goth, bullied.
Bullied people or bullies?
Bullied.
Bullied people.
Abused people.
I like people.
do you like abused people?
I like people who've gotten smacked around in the same manner that I've got smacked around. Because they know me and my plight.
Oh, my God. Okay. Bullied, young, or those who are suffering like me.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is a crave.
You know, this is a deeply gothic teenager.
You know... Oh my God.
Well, I like just tell you again what these are, just because how the fuck do you choose between these? Nice people, goth, bullied, young, or the ones who are suffering like me. Those are all the kinds of people. That's every kind.
That's every kind of person in the world, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
I mean, based really on the fact that I really like when people do things for me, I could go with bullied.
Oh, like you're the bully and you like your little bullied minions?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. No. Is there like... Is it like the Island of Misfit Toys or something like that? Is like who?
Well, I mean, I don't think I've actually done it because I have too much guilt, but like in a perfect world, I would just go boss around and bully people into doing things for me.
That's true.
Like you've taken it before, you're right. Going to take it again.
Okay. We actually take turns bossing each other. But we'll say like whose turn it is to boss.
Right.
It's my turn to boss, and then we boss.
Okay, I'm going to listen to you then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We're going to...
Now it's my turn.
Okay.
Do what I say.
I will.
Kind of pseudo BDSM nightmare y'all going through. What the fuck is going on here? Y'all, what kind of friendship is this? Like... Wild enough. You know what?
What was the last answer? In a world alone, I'm suffering.
The ones who are suffering like me.
The ones who are suffering like me.
It's like the others.
Maybe I'm just gonna pick young. That sounds
young.
Fun.
Yeah. young.
Although
feels
I like
good.
Olds too. Ugh.
Yeah, because
but nice is not the answer for me.
No,
youngs and olds, and I don't care for middles.
Mm. No, like I don't ourselves. Like middles.
Yeah, middles are transitioning. And like
people are cute, young people are cute, and we're just a bunch of brats.
Yeah, everybody's just waiting for their pumpkin spice latte and like shut the fuck up and wait online. I don't want to hear it anymore.
No. I'm so tired of the words pumpkin spice.
Oh my God, I want to smack the shit out of pumpkin spice. The pumpkin spice lobby, I tell you, these motherfuckers,
really
they're out here pushing their pumpkin agenda on everybody. They need to stop that shit. That shit is not fucking cool, B. You know what I'm saying? Enough. I just can't do it.
Let's have a demonstration.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? Pumpkin spice.
Just the words pumpkin spice. Just ban them. I don't want to hear them anymore.
It's wrong.
I just disagree with you guys.
You like hearing the words pumpkin spice.
I like pumpkins.
I like pumpkins for sure.
Pumpkins are fine.
So what's wrong with pumpkin spice?
I just feel like I see the words pumpkin spice all the time, and I'm tired of
you know what?
I'm tired of pumpkin beers.
Oh.
Yeah, me too.
But you know what it is? They make it seem like, it's pumpkin season. Who wants a pumpkin? Like,
I do.
I do want a pumpkin.
You assholes,
get the fuck out of here. You both get the fuck out of here.
Sorry, I'm pushing my pumpkin agenda on you, Remy.
But that's different. Pumpkin spice doesn't have pumpkin in it. It's just spices. It doesn't even have fucking pumpkin.
It's fucking wrong.
It's wrong.
Okay.
I can't do.
What kind of people do we like, you guys?
What kind of people?
I hate all these answers.
I like people who don't
like...
The
ones who are suffering.
Okay, let's go with the ones who are suffering like me. I think that's actually true.
Suffers. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's go with the sufferers.
It is kind of true.
It's kind of true.
Okay.
Deep down. People who understand.
Yes. Because if like some asshole just like always loved everything and nothing ever went wrong. I don't trust you.
No.
It's like the pioneer woman.
Oh, that's why the guy told me stop smiling all the time. Because there you go. You like just go
around. Trust you.
That's what it is. This makes so much sense now.
This has been a good therapy session for you,
Remy. This is good. This is very cathartic, like being here in Hawaii. My God.
You guys.
It's the Hawaiian ocean breeze.
Are you ready to find out which ghost stalks us?
Yes.
Because that was the point of answering all those questions.
Oh, please.
None of them related to ghosts.
Zero ghost questions. Okay. Nini stalks us. Now, Nini is a little white child.
Okay.
Nini stalks you. Nini was 6 when she died. She was in the hospital, and the doctor said that she had a few days left to live. Oh. Her parents were very disappointed about this.
No shit.
I'm sorry, your child has died. Well,
fuck. This is bullshit.
It depends.
I'm a little disappointed, I have to be honest.
It depends on, were they a family of blood?
Yeah.
I think they were of blood.
She adopted.
Well, maybe, who knows? Either way, they're shit.
Did they walk out of the hospital like they walked out of like seeing a shitty movie? Like, you know what? I thought that was going to go the other way.
Right.
Like,
or like Starbucks is out of pumpkin spice.
Like, seriously,
you know?
Like, come on.
I'm a little disappointed.
Yelp review, 1 star for Nini is my child.
Okay. There's more about Nini.
Okay. Oh, please go on.
While Nini was in the hospital, she heard her parents talking about getting another child to replace her.
Oh, no, yeah. This is one of the
replacements. My God, these are monsters. Nini thought this wasn't true, and when she died, she saw that it was true. She killed her parents and the child. Nini saw you and liked you, which means you have a very loyal friend. I'm afraid she's going to kill me.
All right, first of all, I just want to say thank you, Nini, wherever you are.
Yeah, I won't replace you.
I won't replace you. Kill me. Nini forever.
Please don't kill me.
You are Nini Mania. It's your birthday cake.
It's a cake.
I will now put you over Nini Leaks. And I will bring this to the meeting of all blacks to let them know, like, you know, say Nini love, no love for Nini Leaks. Thank you, Nini. Huzzah, huzzah.
And see Nini.
Thank you, black community.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
We have to. She's going to kill us if we don't.
Fuck yeah,
Nini Leaks is going to understand this problem.
How did she get, how did they replace her if she only had a few days left to live?
I just love that she wasn't even dead yet. Like, oh, we got to get a new one.
Did she sneak out of the hospital to kill that new child?
And how did
Nini
they get it? Like, just, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong about how you normally, like, get a kid.
What?
You
know, what? Like, they probably went to Costco or something like that. You know what I'm saying? There was
they
a
might
sale.
Have checked one out of the library.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
There you go. Like,
yeah, and they just planned on never returning it.
Who like, names their kid Nini?
Nini.
Like, N-E-E hyphen N-E-E. Is how it's spelled.
Ooh, not to be confused with Nene. Nini.
Nini, yeah. Nini.
Oh, my God.
So,
I want to know
guys,
how she died.
Is that a white child? I'm just saying.
Yes, like, it's a white child.
6 years old white.
A white child named Nini. My
a white
God.
Child named Nini. So,
his parents replaced her, and now she is our loyal friend.
We've never had a better friend than this 6-year-old ghost who killed her parents and sibling.
BFFs.
Well, you guys, I feel like that was a really productive quiz.
I do, too.
That helped.
I'm glad we have all the answers to life now.
Yeah, I'm good.
We learned a lot, actually.
I'm good with myself. Good with myself. That was helpful.
It was. Well, and now there's even more help coming because you have to tell us a secret now.
Oh, yeah.
What's your secret?
I thought that was the secret. Oh, shoot. I thought I was breaking
rules. Was that your secret that you prepared?
That was the secret that I was like.
Oh, the onesie and stuff?
The onesie. Right. That was my.
You probably have more secrets.
Let's see, more secrets. Jesus. Let's see. Probe me. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, there's a bunch of secrets. Like,
who was the grossest person you ever made out with?
Oh, well, there was this one lesbian, but I don't want to. No, you know what? Yeah, she was. You know what? No, that's.
You can't
that's,
be hating on lesbians.
No. I'm not going to hate on lesbians. I'm a lesbian friendly person.
Yes,
wait,
I'm
hold
a
on.
Lesbro.
No. That's not true. You know what? Here's a secret. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud.
Yes. My favorite kind.
Oh. You know, this is not going to help me out here, is it? Oh God!
People have told us some pretty serious secrets.
No, I was once so drunk that I fell on the New York City train tracks.
Oh no!
Holy shit!
Bedford stop.
Holy shit! How did you get out?
I don't know. I got up and rolled myself back on the platform and everything like that. My thigh hurt for like a good 3 months, though.
Oh my God. How scary.
It was scary. It was very scary. No trains were coming down the track.
Oh, thank God.
No. But I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, so that's why they put up those signs. Never mind.
Don't go close to that yellow line.
Yeah.
I cling to the
me too.
Yeah, I lean back. Sometimes I lean back on the post. I'm like, you know what? Never mind anymore. I'm just going to.
No.
Yeah. So
it's going to come sometime and I don't need to keep checking it. Yeah. I'm also like afraid somebody's going to push me into the train tracks.
Me too. I'm afraid of the crazies.
Yeah. So that was the one time where I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop now. And like,
right.
And I think I stopped drinking for like a good, maybe 2 months. And then all of a sudden the summer came and I was like, oh no, I got to get back. I got to get back on the horse.
I didn't have to take the train. I'm going to walk.
Come on, B. So,
wow. Oh my God.
That's scary. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay now. That was I'm going to say, maybe about three years ago. Wow. It was weird too. I was like, all right, I was coming.
I was just gonna say, were you coming from my fault? Is this my fault?
Oh, Diane.
No, but it's not your fault though, because I think I was going around. I went to your bar.
And so then, I was just a pit stop. Okay.
Yeah, and then I went to was it Perdition? What is that place called? What is the one? By Trash Bar or where Trash Bar used to be. I can't remember. The one across the street from where Trash Bar used to be.
Grand Vic?
Yeah. So I went there, and then I went a couple of places. And pretty much I got down there, and I was like, all right, cool. And then all of a sudden, I just felt pain. And I was like, oh, my God, why am I down here? And then I just quit. And
like, it was a surprise. Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and then it hits me. I'm like, oh.
So you, like, passed out, kind
yeah,
of.
And
were there people around? Like, did anybody help you?
There were people. Yeah, there were people around. They were helpful. Like, oh, like okay, he's good. Like, as soon as.
So they didn't really help.
They didn't really help. They were just ones.
They just looked and said he's
they made
cool.
Sure, they made sure I got off the tracks, I guess, so that I don't interrupt the fact that they're trying right. to get home, you know? And then they're like, oh,
how
he's.
Generous.
That oh, is he's so cool. And then
Bedford. That's probably the worst fucking the place to fall yeah. into the train
that
tracks.
That was the weirdest one. Yeah, I was like, oh, never. I was like, never again. But then I've gotten drunk too. But when I do now, I'm like, oh no. I will wait until I get to a point where I'm like, I'm good. Because I'm like, if I get a little.
Oh, if you're too much, you wait till you sober up a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Wait till I sober up a little.
Before you take. Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. So there you go.
Because you don't want to fall asleep in the back of a taxi either. So
no.
Yeah.
Take advantage of you.
Oh man, I've fallen asleep on the train a couple times.
Oh, me too.
Coney Island.
Me too.
Oh my God, Coney Island or the Bronx, the last stop.
Oh fuck.
My God, how many times? Sometimes I'm like, really again? Like, how did this happen?
At least Coney Island, it seems like, well, maybe not going to get, you know.
Right.
It's outside. It's the beach. It's morning now.
No, like, you know. Got the ladies doing the Tai Chi over here, you know what I'm saying, Russian Mafia, you know what I'm saying, like packing up their AK-47s. I don't know what's going on over there. I'm like, look, I might as well just go down to wait till Nathan's opens up, get me a Frank and jump
right.
back on.
Why not? The Wonder Wheel.
Yeah, a couple of old Russian ladies woke me up. One girl, get it together.
It's like Svetlana, look, mm-hmm. Ugh.
That little white girl should not be sleeping on the subway train. It's not safe.
No.
I am just shocked. I haven't.
I can't believe. Well, that's because you take cabs literally everywhere.
That's true.
When's the last time you took the subway?
I take it once a month to go to the salon in the city.
Exactly.
Oh, once a month. That's hilarious.
And you don't want to be drunk at the salon.
No, absolutely not.
No, you want to wake up. Hey, who did this? Who did this thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a whole like Chanticleer rockadoodle thing coming off to the side of
What's a rockadoodle?
The little pompadour and everything like that. But then it's like tilted to the side. Like, hey, I don't want the little Leaning Tower of Pisa with a bang. Like, no.
I do
want
to see you in that, actually. I want to see you at the Leaning Tower of Pisa and a bang.
It's too much. How do you go to sleep in that? You can't preserve that. You know what I'm saying? That's like a one-time thing. Like, hey, look at my hair. Remember that one day? Like, yeah.
That one day, exactly.
One day. And then I had to go sleep. Who knew? So, oh, my God. But I love, No. You don't want to do that.
No. Keep it awake on your one subway.
Yeah. As always. Yes. Yeah. And like, or stay home and be sober and boring. Alone.
Yep. Yep.
Like that child.
With those who suffer like me.
with our new best friend, a 6-year-old ghost.
Oh my God.
I wonder if maybe she'll never let us fall asleep on the train ever again.
No.
Yeah, she might look out for us.
Yeah.
Because we didn't replace her.
No, I'll never replace Nene.
Fuck that shit.
If you're listening, Nene.
Which she is. She's a ghost who's haunting us. Okay. You know, my mom insists that I had a ghost for a best friend when I was a child.
What?
Yes.
Well, like, so yeah, you had an imaginary friend.
Yes, but she insists it was a ghost.
Oh.
That his name was Jimmy and that they used to see him sometimes and that he lived in my closet. because apparently a little boy had died in our building in a closet in a fire years ago.
Your mom saw him?
Yes, she said her friend saw him, and that like any of, but I would like, of course, like any kid, blame everything on Jimmy.
Oh, God.
But then like I guess Jimmy was mean too. Like I'd be like, Jimmy bit me. So I,
Oh, my God.
And then we never saw Jimmy again when we moved out of that house. So my mom was like, that was not an imaginary friend. That was a ghost. I know it.
You had a ghost named Jimmy? How do I not know this?
I don't know
how
you don't know this.
Oh, my God. I'm learning so much today.
Me too.
My mom is actually a lot of, like, she's ready to get involved in, like, a supernatural situation.
Oh,
did I tell you this about how we thought a ghost was in my bedroom in high school? Like, we got so, my sister and I played Ouija board one night.
Right.
Oh my God.
And we got very scared. And Jill went a little too far with this. And so the next day, I get home from high school. And of course, I remember the room feeling cold.
There's a draft in the house. Come on, B.
And on my mirror, it says boo 5 times with the lipstick.
I do know this.
I think you do know this. And it was, like, open on the ground. And because I had been so scared of, like, what had happened, you know, like, because this ghost was like, I'm coming to get you. And then I was like, oh, fuck, it's the evil, wicked Biff. That was the name of the ghost who was coming to get us.
A ghost named Jimmy and a ghost named Biff.
The evil, wicked Biff. Not just Biff. The evil. Wicked Biff. And he was coming. And, you know, at first, like, it was cool, but then it, like, kept happening. And we all got super scared. We wouldn't sleep in there. And then it started saying, I'm coming to get you, like, in other parts of the house. Like, it would be written in places.
Right.
My mom literally, like, screamed, took us all, and we all slept over my mom's best friend's house because we all were just convinced that this ghost was real.
Was Jilly doing it?
Yes, because my mom called the police.
No, she didn't.
Wow.
Call the police on ghosts?
Yes, she called the police on ghosts.
Save away and Biff is haunting our house.
Well, she was like, somebody's got to be doing this. That like, what is happening? Like, maybe she thought somebody was breaking in or something. I don't know. But, and then the detectives, like, fingerprinted, and it turned out it was Jill.
And
she was like, I don't know, I just, like, it went too far, and then I couldn't stop after a point. She's like, I just,
They fingerprinted?
Yeah.
Then she fessed up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not until the police were like, it's you.
Oh, shit, man.
And
were they like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, what my mom was, like, about to change the locks and everything, you know? It was no joke.
She called the police. Goodness. She might call, like, Shaggy and Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine.
Or the fucking Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters. There were so many other people to call on that list. I'm like, really?
She went with the police, and you know what? It never happened again, so. So I guess she did the right thing.
So, parents,
if you're listening, just call the police. If you believe you're being haunted by a ghost, call the evil, wicked Biff.
There you go.
Call the cops.
Call the cops.
Boston's finest.
Or Quincy's finest at that point.
Quincy, Massachusetts, right here.
Mm. So we have one more segment, right?
No, we have no more segments.
Well, I thought Remy had to tell us if he's ever pooped his pants.
Oh, yeah. Tell us to poop your pants, right?
Have I? No. I have not pooped my pants, but I have peed on myself before.
That's close.
I've been there, done that.
It was like, I was coming from your bar.
I believe all stories end with, I peed myself after the man's bar.
I was coming from your bar. It was a winter, and I was waiting for the bus. The bus came like 40 minutes late and everything. And then it was, and the bus is pretty quick by the time it hits like 2 in the morning. So, boom, I get home. And everything like that. And then it hits, you know, once it's in your head, you're like, oh, well, this is going to happen.
I'm going to pee in my pants.
Because as soon as you put your key in the door, it's like, oh, my God, it's happening. And then after a while, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I can't hold this anymore. It's just too much. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling this, like, fucking huge rock up the hill. I ain't making up this hill. And so I just peed right through the khakis. It was just, I stood there. And I
You have to. Accept, embrace. Yeah.
Or cry.
Stood there
too.
And took it.
And cry.
I took it, and I was like, and you know what I did after? I was like, okay.
Relief.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, oh, all right, that was not that bad.
Well, at least you were, like, near home and you weren't in public.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that was...
You're really giving us some hits today. This has been a good show. Well, it's our Hawaiian curfew, so we have to go, or my mom's going to call the police on us.
Oh, the luau's over?
The luau is over.
Thank you for joining us in Hawaii, Ramin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Aloha.
Aloha. Thanks for listening to Hawaiian Nights on Radio Free Brooklyn.